I'm Rona Tarrant. The US Bishops' Administrative Committee has outlined actions to address the abuse crisis, including approving the establishment of a third-party confidential reporting system for claims of any abuse by bishops. It also began the process of developing a code of conduct for bishops regarding sexual misconduct with a minor or adult or negligence related to such cases. In addition, the committee said it supported a full investigation into the situation surrounding Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. The head of the German Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, has said mistakes were made in the German Church's handling of sex abuse of minors. Speaking for the first time since the leaking of a report on sexual abuse in the country, Marx attributed the abuse to the Church lacking attentiveness and sensitivity. The leaked report was sponsored by the German Bishops' Conference and found that an estimated 3,700 minors were abused in Germany from 1946 to 2014. The Bishops' Conference did not disclose the findings to the public. The Senate has given a woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault until Friday to decide if she will testify. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley sent a letter setting the deadline to Christine Blasey Ford's lawyers. Ford has declined to testify unless the FBI begins investigating the judge. Judge Kavanaugh has firmly denied the allegation and has been meeting with White House officials this week. President Trump has said he does not have an attorney general in his latest attack on Jeff Sessions. In an interview with Hill TV, Trump renewed criticism of Sessions' decision to step aside from the inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. He also said he was unhappy with Sessions' response to immigration. The attorney general is yet to respond to Trump's comments. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.